Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Welcome back to the podcast. We're in Romans chapter 15. I'm going to read verses 22 through 29 for this episode. Paul says, "For this reason, I have often been prevented from coming to you, but now with no further place for me in these regions, and since I have had for many years a longing to come to you whenever I go to Spain, for I hope to see you in passing and to be helped on my way there by you when I have first enjoyed your company for a while. But now I'm going to Jerusalem serving the saints, for Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make a contribution for the poor among the saints in Jerusalem. Yes, they were pleased to do so, and they were indebted to them. For if the Gentiles have shared in their spiritual things, they are indebted to minister to them in their material things. Therefore, when I have finished this, and I have put my seal on this fruit of theirs, I will go on my way of you to Spain. I know that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ." Well, quite simply, this is just Paul talking about his travels and how he's going to set out to Rome on his way to Spain. And he says, "I wanted to come to you for many years." I love passages like this in Paul, and it's throughout some of his letters and even in the book of Acts when Luke wrote. I love the fact that all these events are so rooted and grounded in the reality of history, in the reality of a person and people's lives. And I just love the richness of that. And I love the relatability. For Paul, he's like, "Hey, man, I've wanted to come for a long time." And Stephanie and I experienced that in our own ministry. We have people that we've either heard about and we long to go visit and do something in ministry by way of teaching or encouraging or simply relating to them. People that we've seen once or twice and we haven't been able to be there for a long time. And your hearts long to go back, or your hearts long to go to those new places. This is simply what Paul's expressing. He's saying, "I've wanted to come to you for a long time, and I believe now is the time for me to set my sight on Spain, to go all the way over into a new region. But on the way, I'll stop by and visit you in Rome. And I know that when I come, we will have a nice long visit together." I love Paul, that he was a relational person. It was not about function for Paul. It was about relationship. It was about people. It was about churches. It was about the burden he had to connect with real, live, breathing people in order to encourage them in their faith. But he says there in verse 25, "Before I come to you, I need to go to Jerusalem." We know that this was Paul's last trip to Jerusalem. It was the trip that ended up with him being put on trial, then him appealing to the authorities on the ground of having Roman citizenship, that he was actually shipped to Rome. You read that in the book of Acts and all that he went through to get over to Rome. And then he was tried in Rome. And we know from history that he was most likely put into house arrest a couple of years in Rome. And that would have gotten us up to the early 60s AD. And at that point is when the persecution against Christians broke out under the Emperor Nero. And historical chronicles tell us that Paul most likely was beheaded by Nero when he was in prison in Rome. Now, there's a lot of history to fill in the blanks there. Some say that Paul may have made a trip to Spain and then come back to Rome and then be put in prison. We know that from prison in Rome, he wrote the pastoral epistles, the book of Philippians. So there's a lot of richness in Paul's history in Rome, but his trip to Jerusalem is really what precipitated him getting to Rome. If he would not have gone to Jerusalem to deliver an offering, it's quite possible that he could have gone to Rome on his own volition and history would have taken a whole different course for Paul. But as God would have it, Paul went to Jerusalem to deliver an offering that the Gentile churches of Macedonia and Achaia had taken up because there was need in the church in Jerusalem. And out of the goodness of their heart, Paul says, they took up an offering, and I'm going to take that to Jerusalem first. So he goes to Jerusalem to deliver this offering, and then all the events unfold to where he ends up in Rome. Paul does make an interesting comment there in verse 27. I just want to highlight in regards to the offering that the Gentiles took up for the believers in the church in Jerusalem. It's always so encouraging to me that Paul's so practical, and that something as practical as taking up an offering is, it's a real part of the kingdom. It's a real part of Christianity, that people would help other people in need. He even says that you'll help me in my need when I come through on my way to Spain, that I could sleep somewhere and you could feed me and you could bless me, whatever's on your heart to do. That's an important aspect of the Christian life. And Paul says there that the Gentiles have shared in their spiritual things, and they are indebted to minister to them also in material things. What is he talking about? Well, I believe Paul's saying that the Gentiles were aware that they had received the benefit, the spiritual benefit of the blessing and the mercy of God through Christ, who actually was the Messiah of Israel. So he says they received and shared in their spiritual things. He recognizes that the spiritual blessings that came in Christ through the seed of Abraham came through the Jews. That's again why Paul says to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. He sees this whole story so connected historically, and it's a very important aspect of understanding how the gospel unfolded. And so the Gentiles actually recognize that they were indebted for spiritual blessings ultimately from Jesus, yes, but Jesus was the Messiah to Israel. And so it's just interesting that he makes that statement, and he says because of their indebtedness to spiritual things, they're more than willing to share material things. See, when you recognize that you have received spiritually from someone, it's very easy to bless them materially. It's a principle of the kingdom. It's the way God supports those who invest spiritually. And that's the way that God has designed it. And that's the way Paul recognized it. And then Paul just concludes, and he says that he's going to finish by putting his seal on the fruit of this ministry of giving the offering. And he's going to go by way of Spain. And he knows that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ. Paul knew that when he came to Rome, it was going to be a blessing. Now, as I've already pointed out, he didn't know how things were going to unfold in Jerusalem. He had every expectation that he would go to Jerusalem, deliver an offering, be a blessing to the church, and then make his way to Rome. Well, as situations would happen and as circumstances would unfold, that's not how it happened. Paul did end up in Rome, but he ended up in Rome in chains. So what's the moral of the story? That oftentimes plans don't always turn out the way that we want them to. Paul had no idea that his fate would turn the way it did and he would become a prisoner in Rome. He thought he would go as just a free brother in Christ to go and bless the church and be on his way for further ministry in Spain, but that wasn't God's plan for his life. And if some plans in your life have not turned out the way that you thought they would, be encouraged. God's still at work in your life and in all your circumstances because he's a faithful God. And so just reflect on Paul's life and maybe reflect on your own and just bring yourself to a place of rejoicing and giving thanks for all that God does in all the things that work out and all the things that don't work out the way that we would like for them to. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.